Chapter 3. The Basketball Team.
Come on, Jimmy. Throw the ball to Mike. Go on, go on.
Roger ran up and down the side of the basketball court, encouraging his little brother to throw the basketball to Mike, a teammate. Mike held out his arms, waving them in the air, calling Jimmy's name.
Hey, Jimmy, throw the ball. I have to shoot.
Jimmy turned around and threw the ball as hard as he could, hoping that Mike would catch it. He did.
Okay, Mike. Now concentrate and throw the ball into the basket. You can do it, Roger called.
Mike nodded and turned, threw his shot and missed.
Roger blew the whistle around his neck. All right, let's take a break, everyone.
He gathered the team of 10-year-olds together, sat them down, and started talking to them.
I need to see more confidence out there, boys. You need to work together as a team. Remember, that's what you are, a team. You all know the rules of the game, and you know your places. Now you have to learn to help each other, or we won't win a game this season.
While Roger spoke to his team members, Diana watched with the other spectators, who were mostly the children's parents. She had been surprised when Roger had suggested that she come and watch a practice. She hadn't known about his love for basketball or how good he was with his young team. Steve, the manager of the sports centre, came towards the group with bottles of cold water.
Here, boys, drink up, he said. It will give you energy.
The boys drank, and Roger took a break to talk to Steve.
Okay, the break's over. Back to the court.
Roger clapped his hands and the boys ran onto the court. Jimmy stayed behind to speak to his big brother.
Roger, how much time do we have before our first game?
He asked in a worried voice.
The game's in 3 weeks, Roger replied. Is everything okay, Jimmy?
Yes, we're playing the Red Rockets, aren't we?
Asked Jimmy.
Yes, that's right, nodded Roger. We have to be ready by then.
Jimmy still looked worried.
Do you think we will be?
He asked.
It will depend on you and the team if we're ready or not,
Roger answered.
But we're lucky that we're playing at home. Do you think you boys can do it?
Yes,
Jimmy said, excited.
Good. Then get out on the court and show me what you can do, Roger said.
Jimmy ran out and got into position. Roger blew his whistle, threw the ball in the air, and the game began.
Okay, Gary, keep the ball moving and then throw it to Alex. He's waiting,
Roger shouted, hitting his head in frustration. The boys were still having trouble playing as a team.
Come on, Alex, get ready.
Roger stopped walking around and waited to see the throw. Gary moved closer to Alex, still bouncing the ball, finally throwing it to him. Alex caught it and continued down the court. Now he had the chance to throw the ball into the basket.
Now, Alex, think for a second and shoot!
Roger watched the young kid as he quickly studied his target, aimed and shot for the basket.
He scored! Yes, yes, all right, Alex, you're doing a great job. That's what I'm talking about, boys.
Roger applauded to encourage the boys. He then looked to where Diana was sitting and waved to her. She waved back, happy that Roger's team was playing better. At last, it was time to go home. Roger blew his whistle.
Okay, everyone, pack up your things, he shouted. It was a good practice.
As the boys were getting ready to leave, Roger talked to them about when the next practice would be and what he wanted to work on and improve. The boys listened quietly and asked questions when they didn't understand something. Diana watched Roger talking to his team. He was a strong leader, but also a kind one. She could see that the boys admired him. Diana was beginning to admire Roger too.
He really is a nice person, she thought. In spite of all the work he has to do, he still finds time to be with his little brother and to coach a basketball team. Not many people would do that. Some of the parents came to speak to Roger, and he explained patiently how to help make the kids better players. As they were leaving, Alex asked a question. Can we all go out for pizza after practice next week?
That sounds good to me. See you next week. Roger smiled at the happy team and sent the boys home.
He turned round and saw Diana walking towards him. That was really great, Roger, she said. I'm very surprised. You're really good with the kids. I didn't know you were so interested in basketball.
Thanks. The truth is, I've wanted to be a professional basketball player all my life, but I was never good enough, Roger said. So I did the thing I like most after basketball. I became a doctor.
Diana looked at him for a moment and then said quietly, You really love medicine, don't you?
All medical students and doctors love medicine, don't you think? Asked Roger in surprise.
Diana was silent and looked down at the floor. I think we should go. Mark will be home soon, she said. Roger stood for a moment, surprised that Diana hadn't answered him.
I don't really understand her, he thought to himself, but I like her.
They walked out of the building, each absorbed in thought. Why can't I be more open with Roger? Thought Diana.
I want to know Diana better, thought Roger. They drove home together in silence.